Hello, everybody. Welcome to JC News, reporting live from southwestern Ethiopia. Here we are with a victim of a kidnapping that was saved by a group of lions. What's your take on this?
Well, I personally, because I was kidnapped, I feel like it was pretty scary. Man. Well, they came up to me and they kidnapped me when I was on my way home from school, and they kidnapped me for a couple days, and they beat me up like a couple times. It was very scary.
Yes, very scary experience indeed. No, we'll be right back. Welcome back. This is JC from JC News. We're going back to you.
Okay, like, thank you.
What did the lions do? Like, what do you think?
Well, it was very strange when the lions came. I mean, they scared off the kidnappers, and then they were standing there. They were circling around me and guarding me. It was a very, very strange predicament.
Yes, some Ethiopian animal experts must say, they think that his cries were the sounds of a lion's cub. I mean, I'm not sure, but let's hear from him.
Yeah, that's what the Ethiopian animal experts are saying. It was like the cries from them beating me up sounded like the cries of their pups, which sent the lions to come and protect me. It was a very scary situation.
We'll be not. We are still here, as you might know, and here's the thing. He doesn't even look like a lion or even a lion's cub. I mean, let's hear from the victim.
It's just strange. I mean, when the police came, it just all came better, and they couldn't explain what happened to the lions. Well, my guess is they just went back into the wild where they came from. Well, JC, back to you.
Rest of lions. Anyway, that must be it for this episode of JC News.